greetings to you once again, brothers and sisters of the Most High all over the world. Amidst all that's taking place right now, such a time as this. Yeah, you get a few road noises here as I take a small walk. It's funny, this place is so quiet until I turn these things on. Okay, yeah, the whole simulation seems to go nuts these days when we engage in anything, do anything, show that we know what's going on, show that we understand. So, yeah, so this country that I'm in right now, they're in lockdowns that make no sense. They're always late over here, you know, late to the science, late to figuring things out. But this is what happens when you are surrounded with corruption, nepotism, a bunch of yes men, and also just sold out. You know, when people sell out humanity, eventually it comes back to bite you. You know, that's the thing people don't realize. You do reap what you sow. Things do come back to you. Different ways that people put this one. You know, you reap what you sow, karma, you know, the law of attraction, the law of reflection, you know, I mean, it's all there. It's basically, you know, you're going to see back in your life and in your experience based on what it is that you put forward and what it is that you put out. So if you are a blessing and a help, you're going to see blessing and help. If you are a resource and one that cares for others and for the experience of others, then you're going to attract and see that come into your life. If you're a useless sod whose entire experience is about yourself and your own selfish pursuits, and you don't mind trampling over anyone and everyone just to get what you want in the pursuit of your own selfishness, and you mask it, anything that you do for other people or anything that you do for a community or others is all still with self-interest and self-gain, well, don't be surprised if that's what you experience in your life with every single person around you, everything that you attract into your experience here, your time here. Don't be surprised if that now is the kind of people that are in your world and in your life and in your time. So, you know, you can have every person in this life can have a very different individual experience. One of the ways I've put it before, and I'll just share this analogy, but is when you've got a wave crashing by the beach, right? Okay, well, when you've got a wave crashing by the beach, you can have a lot of different people experiencing that wave in a lot of different ways. You can have somebody riding that wave, and they're surfing, and they're out there, and they're enjoying that wave. You can have somebody inside the Point Break in a horrible position right in front of a reef being crushed by each smashing wave that comes down, and then that person's having a horrific experience. You have somebody that's beyond the Point Break, that's just sitting there in calm water and nothing's really going on. You can have somebody that's on the beach watching this whole thing transpire, and they, as they're watching everything transpire, they're just watching a beautiful scene, a beautiful scenery. It's all the same thing, but the question is where positionally are you in respect to the wave? Where positionally are you in respect to that experience? So, you know, if you don't like your life, you don't like your experience, change your position. Change the way you relate to it. Change, you know, here's a good one. Take a quick stock of the people that are in your world, the people that are part of your day-to-day experience. Do they drain you? Do they, or do they, Are they an encouragement to you? Do they bring the best out in you? Do they bring the worst out in you? Do they encourage you to be a better version of yourself? Or do they highlight everything negative about you and bring that back to you, make you feel like dirt? Well, you know, what is it? And then start doing an assessment of the people that are in your world and in your experience, and realize that, you know, you can choose. You know, in some situations, maybe you've got to work with some people for a short window of time because you're in a project or something like that, but be aware. And you can also limit people's access to you. If they're not of the same spirit, if they're not of the same thought process, if they're not there with the same kind of ideas, goals, intentions as you, then push them back a little bit. And if they are very much along the same lines, bring them close. You know, the closest people in my own life, the closest people in my own world, in my own experience, they're very much on the same page as me. And you know what that does is that brings a lot of encouragement on a day-to-day, on the experience of the day. That brings a lot of of strength. You know, when I get you know, a bit down about things, you know, kind of wondering about stuff, it brings a lot. It brings a lot into that. You know, you want people there that get it. You know, people there that can help you stay on track. So, for me, the core has always been truth. You know, is what I'm surrounded by and moving towards and pushing towards, is it the truth? And, you know, the beautiful thing about pushing for and pursuing and the pursuit of truth is that if you're off on something, you can always realign, because the goal is truth. And so if you're off, you can go for it. But if you're not, then you can also stand on it. You don't have to remember what you said last. Truth is always true. Truth remains true. So, you know, these are one of those things where if you're in that pursuit and other people that are in that pursuit, you have camaraderie. It's kind of windy out here. We'll see how this turns out on the audio. Yeah, when you're on the pursuit of truth and you find other people that are in the same pursuit, you've got camaraderie, you've got common mind, common purpose, and appreciation for the same thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's really, really, really beautiful because you're coming from the same place. So, you know, if people don't have that, well, how close can they be to you? How close can somebody be to you if you value the truth and they do not? If you want what's real and they do not? You know, scriptures say, how can two walk together, at least they be agreed? Good question. I mean, you can go for a little bit, but at some point, you're going to go one direction and they're going to want to go another one. And you're going to end up parting company. You know, how does any relationship, any business, any marriage, any friendship, how does it, well, what's a important core of that? You've got to have agreement. And if you've got agreement, so you're in a company and you agree together, this is what we're about as a company, this is what we do, it's very powerful. if you're in a marriage, if you're in a relationship, and you're in agreement about who you are as a couple or as a family, what you do, it's very powerful. It's very powerful. And when they're not in agreement, well, that's when people go and they file for divorces for irreconcilable differences, right? Yeah. So this is part of where we can take stock of our own life and our own experience. Because, you know, if what you want is, and what you got to know yourself. When you know yourself, it's very easy then for you to see if something else lines up or doesn't line up with that. But a lot of people don't know themselves. And they don't know themselves because they've allowed their entire life for their experience, their paradigm, to be externally programmed. Now, it's not necessarily, some of it's our fault, a lot of it's not. Because in a lot of cases you're bombarded with things before you even have your own mind and your own consciousness about stuff. You're just, you know, from the time you're here, you're being bludgeoned. I mean, today, globally, 45 shots that they want to give a child before they're even two? You know, that's insanity. It's absolutely insane for a perfectly healthy, well child coming into this world, you know. And people don't want to have that conversation. Oh, they tell you, okay, what other chemicals are in there? And how do those affect the brain, the mind, the thinking, the natural immunity that's in someone? So, but yeah, you're being bludgeoned, you're being chemicalized, sprayed, toxic chemicals in our food, our environment, mind control. It's so much of the programming that's on television. You know, it's exactly that. They call it television programming for a reason. It's programming. It's teaching you what to believe, how to act, what's important, what your priorities should be, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, who's hot, who's not, all of that, right? Yeah. So, if you realize that all of this stuff is being put in your face from the very start of your experience in this sensory construct, which we call life here, right? If you realize that, then you can stop, take a step back and say, okay, why? Now, there's a reason they try to control your thoughts and your mind, and there's a reason too that when you start having and taking responsibility for yourself, your thoughts, your life, your actions, your experience here, why things change. And they change in incredible, amazing ways. Okay, here's something to ponder. Here's something to think about. All right, so imagine this scenario. Here's a scenario for you. You imagine a country that says, you can't go anywhere. You can't travel anywhere. You can't move around anywhere. You can't go anywhere. All right. And if you go anywhere, we're going to fine you and we're going to arrest you. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. Okay. All right. Now, all of a sudden, some guy's at home for a while and he just decides to, he's got a little experience with creating drones and flight. He just decides to make his own drone that's big enough to carry him around. So even though the roads are all locked down, all of a sudden one day he just flies and goes somewhere. Flies past all the checkpoints, flies past all of the people with guns, and just flies and goes someplace, goes see some people, flies, goes somewhere else, comes back. Now all of a sudden, all these people that were there, these army and police that were on the ground, they're all losing their mind because he's beyond their checkpoints. He's beyond their controls. So now, they follow him. They go somewhere else. They track. They see where he lands. They're tracking him everywhere. They can't control. So now they're tracking. They got to make sure that, where's this guy going? What's he doing? What's he up to? And then, whenever they can grab him, okay, now they do, and they use their force, right? Okay, let's take that one step further. Now, something comes into the paradigm, an unidentified flying object, And these guys that might have tracked him and used their machines and their helicopters and whatever else that they might have had, now they encounter a superior technology that is able to run circles around them, and superior force. And this thing now has knocks a couple of their things out of the sky, and they realize they're no match for this superior technology, this superior force. Now what do? Well, they become a bunch of these same people that were, you know, full of piss and vinegar, full of bluster, now become complete docile, just bootlickers, because there's something with greater power that now they have to deal with, and this thing can crush them like a bug. Okay, well, you know, in that scenario, look at the whole thing is control, power, power dynamics, survival, right? Well, what happens when if they have the power to be able to crush, they use it. If they have the power to be able to extract, they do. But what happens when they don't have the power? Well, then they have to control through information, through intimidation, through a lot of other things, but they don't have the actual power to be able to get what they want by brute force. In a lot of cases, when people, especially worlders and controllers, when they can get what they want through brute force, they use it. Because there's no question, they get what they want. But if they can't get what they want through brute force, now they've got to try other things. They've got to try ways and means of controlling through information, through perception, through threats. And, you know, the more that I've studied the situation going on around the world and just, I don't know, that was just a random scenario that was just kind of floating through my mind earlier today. The more that I've kind of studied the scenario around the world, the more that I realize these worlders, they don't have the power that they allude to have it. They don't. They have control of some information sources, and they use them. They have resources that they've stolen from the people, and they use them to try to buy off anybody that can be bought. But they themselves don't have the level of power that that they would like you to believe they do. And the greater power is always with the people. The greater power is always with humanity once it wakes up. The greater power has always been with us. The spark of life, of source, of God Himself is within us, flowing through us, within you, rivers of living water. You got to go within to know what's there. Humanity going within, knowing who they are, and walking that out externally is a very, very, very powerful thing, which they want to keep everyone away from. So all of the controls have been externally imposed, bludgeoning, chemicalizing, bringing people into a stupor, into an altered state of consciousness, drugs, alcohol, abuse, all kinds of mind control through every form of media possible. For what purpose? Well, to keep you away from you figuring out who you are and taking action. Because when you take action and you take a step, things change. The simulation changes. Hologram changes. So, because this world's not real. You know that. Because everybody that was here before 100 years ago is not here anymore. Where'd they go? You weren't here, now you're here. And at some point, you and I won't be here. In this. We'll be somewhere else. But in this place, begins with the thought, into your belief, but it is your action that then results in the reality that you experience. So take action in line with your belief and watch things change. Watch things happen. Watch things respond. And realize that the greater power is in you. You know, many people have lived their entire life bound by fear. And those fears have limited their entire experience here. Rather than living in fear, which, what's that acronym? Fear, false expectations appearing real, right? And then I saw another one saying, fear, face everything and rise. Okay, two different approaches to the exact same thing. F-E-A-R, right. How many people have allowed fear to destroy their entire experience? Rather than that, recognize, perfect love drives out all fear. Change your frequency. And you know what? You can change that by some of the external stimuli and then tapping into who it is that you are within. Change things up. Change things up. Recognize fallacies in your belief structure. Make the adjustments. Change. And as you do, you're going to see everything else change. Take action, all right? That's what I'm going to be continuing to push people towards. Take a step, even if it's a small one, take a step. As you do that, you're going to see. And as you do that, you're going to see a lot of things begin to shift. We're coming into an incredible, incredible time. Bless you all. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. I always love to hear from you. All right, talk to you again sometime soon.